Now it's this week's edition of Food Friday. To set us up, here's a familiar voice.
Everyone loves a delicious, well-made salad. Cold, crisp leaves of any kind of lettuce, dressed with homemade vinaigrette, is a perfect lunch.
Martha Stewart there. Our next guest has a close connection with salads, lunch, and Martha Stewart as a cook in her test kitchen and on her TV shows for over 10 years. In her new cookbook, she has tons of recipes and advice to help us become salad all-stars. You could join in at 800-642-1234. How do you spice up your salad? Have you decided to try to eat maybe healthier, maybe more salads in this new year? Are you like me and salads are the most boring thing that you make in the kitchen? What questions do you have about how to get better at it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jess Damick is a food stylist and cookbook author. Her new book is called Salad Freak, Recipes to Feed a Healthy Obsession. Jess, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
How did you become a salad freak?
You know, I've always really loved salads. And I think, you know, I've been in the food industry for over a decade. I went to culinary school. And anytime anyone asked me, what's your favorite thing to cook? And I said, salads. Everyone was really surprised and I think kind of disappointed, but they're truly like the thing I love to eat and the thing I love to make. So I'm happy to see that there are a lot of other salad freaks out there too.
Well, I feel very seen reading your book. You say at one point, you know, the reason a lot of us make boring salads, as I do, is we think of the salad as an afterthought. We put in all this effort working on the stovetop or in the oven or whatever and like, oh, I want a salad too. I'll throw some greens in a bowl and some cut up some vegetables and put out a jar of dressing or something like that. Make the case that we can give the salad a little more love.
Yeah, you know, it's funny now that I've been in salad mode for such a long time. It's hard for me to cook any other way. I kind of feel like it's like a cheating because it really is like an all-in-one meal. You have a ton of veggies, you have your protein, and you can even have a grain mixed in. You know everything's going to taste really good together. You get a great mix of texture and color, and you don't have to think about all the other components that you need to have on the side.
One thing that made my salads better definitely was when I finally caved and got a salad spinner, which is not like an expensive piece of equipment, but nothing kills a salad with greens in it. Not all your salads have greens, but nothing kills a salad with greens, I think, than soggy greens, right?
It's true. Soggy greens, dirty greens is even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're going out to the farmer's market or your garden and getting greens, you know, nothing's worse than like spending all of this time preparing a salad and then taking that first bite and being like, that is definitely something I learned working with Martha. It's very important to clean and dry your salad greens.
And you have a technique using that salad spinner. It's a little, I usually just, you know, use the, you know, mesh part as a colander, rinse it off and then drop it in there. You actually give the greens a bath in there. If I'm reading it right, what do?
Yeah, I like to fill up the salad spinner. I put my greens in there and then sort of just gently move my hand around in there. And that really helps any dirt or sand or whatever is on there, little inchworms, bugs. You can, all that stuff is going to come off really, really well. Sometimes if things are super dirty, I empty out the water and do it a second time. And then empty out the water and give it a really good spin. And then your leaves are super clean and really dry and totally ready for a salad. Sometimes I like to do that as soon as I get home from the market as well, because I find if I do it right away and then have lettuce greens that are ready to go, I'm much more likely to use up that lettuce very quickly instead of letting it sort of like get sat in the back of the refrigerator.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Jess Damick. Her new cookbook is called Salad Freak, Recipes to Feed a Healthy Obsession. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite kind of salad, your favorite ingredient to put on a salad? Maybe something people wouldn't expect to see there. Or do you need some inspiration? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can find some recipes from our guest at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll get into a couple of those recipes in a minute. But just, you know, it's the middle of winter here. We're talking about salads. A lot of people might think salad's a summer food. food winter. We want warm, hearty stuff. You say no. Make the case for the salad as a great winter food.
Yeah, it was really surprising while I was writing the book and everything was coming together. You know, I realized, wow, I actually love a lot of the ingredients that are available during the winter. I'm in Los Angeles, so I'm like very spoiled. And right now I'm surrounded by incredible citrus. And that's something I really, really love adding to salads to brighten things up. There are some really incredible flavors right now available. Radicchios and chicories are something I really, really love. Those bitter, beautiful purple and pink lettuces. And those pair so nicely with sweet and tart citrus. So that's definitely one of my favorite combinations. But I think all of the root vegetables, things like cauliflower, all of those ingredients are pretty exciting to me.
Well, you queued up one of your recipes we've got at WPR.org/Food Friday. Crunchy citrus with chicories. That's the radicchio you're talking about there. And turmeric tahini dressing. So this is like radicchio and a lot of those chicories, I think, is kind of bitter. You got the tang from the citrus and then the dressing. Tie it all together for us.
Yeah, it's really, I love this one. This is one of the vegan recipes in the book, which is really nice too. I think it's a complete meal without adding additional protein because you've got all of those nuts and seeds on there. And the tahini is another great source of protein that kind of makes it a little more rich and filling. But yeah, this is one of my favorites for sure. And it's really stunning. It's so colorful. And this is one that all of my friends are always very excited to see on the table. It's definitely not boring.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Angie is with us in Madison. Angie, hi.
Hi. So I really like to eat salads with lots of different ingredients. And so the reason why I don't really like to make them at home is because I'll just use a little bit of each ingredient. And then I have a lot left over. So I was wondering if you had any tips on like how to keep those things fresh in the fridge for longer or how to use them up or how to buy smaller quantities or something.
Sure. And Angie, let's name names here. What are some of your most common refrigerator rot ingredients?
Well, of course, the greens go bad really quickly, but I'm thinking like broccoli, I don't know, tomatoes, just anything that's kind of in like a top salad.
All right. I gotcha. Angie, thanks a lot. Any advice on making sure Angie can use all those up before they go bad?
I will say that my favorite thing for keeping greens fresh is OXO makes something called a green saver, which sort of looks like a salad spinner, but it's a rectangle that you keep in the fridge. And I don't know how it works, but it will keep your lettuces fresh for an extremely long time. Like I'm talking weeks, it can be in there. And it's made of hard plastic, so nothing squishes it in the bins, which I think is also helps keep it fresh for longer. But I also will say it's not helpful right this second, but I am working on my second book, which is all about vegetables. And I know that that is a problem that I have as well. So I'm really trying to figure out recipes that either use the whole thing or utilize leftovers. For tomatoes, I like to throw them into a sauce. If they're feeling like they're really soft and squishy and about to go, I think roasting them for a sauce is a really great thing to do. Just put them in the oven at 450 until they get sort of blistered and brown with a little olive oil, salt and pepper. And you can toss that in on pasta and it's so delicious. I think roasting is always a great method if you have things like broccoli or cauliflower that are getting a little bit soft. And, you know, throwing something that's nice and flavorful on top like chili crisp or a really bright lemony vinaigrette. And you'll be surprised how things are able to bounce back.
Angie, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Kay is with us now in Madison. Kay, hi.
Hi. Well, I have a story about why it's important to wash your greens well. I went out to a restaurant and had a salad, and I found a worm in the salad.
Oh, no.
And I didn't want to kill it. I just put it on the plate next to the salad bowl, and it proceeded to crawl around the bowl. And I started laughing so hard I thought I was going to get kicked out of the restaurant.
You didn't report it to the restaurant? You just had a new pet, Kay?
Yeah. I did eventually, but that's the reason to wash your greens well.
Okay, thanks. At least you know it's fresh, I guess. Jess, yeah, we want to watch. I mean, it's great to get fresh stuff, but straight out of the garden, we do want to sometimes watch for, I guess, uninvited guests.
Yes, definitely. And that's why that salad spinning technique is, you will not have that problem. It's definitely worth the few extra minutes to always do that before you make a salad.
Thanks for sharing that story. We're talking to food stylist and cookbook author Jess Demick. It's Food Friday. We're talking about her new book. It's called Salad Freak, Recipes to Feed a Healthy Obsession. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a salad freak yourself? Got to have one with every meal, as many meals even? Do you have a recipe or ingredient that you're really liking right now? Or do you have a question for our guest? Need some advice? Call in at 800-642-1234. And in a Wisconsin winter, what do you like to do for your salads? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday conversation with Jess Demick. She's the author of the new cookbook, Salad Freaks, a Salad Freak Recipes to Feed a Healthy Obsession. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your salad favorites, your salad questions, 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Go back to your calls now with Jeff in Superior. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good afternoon. I am a big fan of cabbage, and I'd like to hear your thoughts about how versatile the cabbage is. You can do cabbage rolls, you can boil cabbage, you can make kimchi. But I just had a conversation in the grocery store here in Superior at the deli, because in the summertime they make what they call a summer slaw, which is coleslaw, but they add chopped tomatoes and cucumbers, and it's my favorite thing, but they only make it in the summertime. Do you have any other ideas?
Jeff, thanks for the call. And Jeff answers my question of great things to make in a salad in Wisconsin winter. Cabbage really keeps.
I really love cabbage, and I've been developing a lot of cabbage recipes lately, actually. I love raw cabbage. I have a few recipes with raw cabbage in the book. I really like bringing Asian flavors into cabbage, like ginger and that's one recipe that I have in the book. It's a crispy chicken with gingery cabbage, mandarins, and almonds. So I throw that on top of a crispy chicken cutlet, and it's so delicious and super filling. And I think the cabbage can feel really fresh and light and delicious, even in the middle of winter. I definitely think kimchi is a really fun thing to make. I just made a batch last week. And, you know, there's so many ways to use kimchi. It adds so much flavor to different things, and it's great to eat on its own. And I've been experimenting with some krauts as well. They're kind of easy fermentation projects, and it's a really nice way to use cabbage up if you have a little bit of extra. And you can sort of set it and forget it in the back of your fridge for a while and come back and enjoy it later, which is always nice. But I've been doing another raw cabbage salad and just shredding it really thinly on a mandolin and tossing it with cucumbers, some sprouts, and then like a creamy sesame dressing. And that one is so fresh and so delicious. Yeah, I've really been enjoying that one a lot lately.
Thanks a lot for that call, Jeff, at 800-642-1234. Jess, let's talk about dressings. It's easy to buy salad dressing at the store. Your recipes have dressings that go into them. And honestly, they don't look like they're that hard to make for the most part. Can you talk about what we get out of making our own dressing for these salads?
I think if there's one takeaway from this whole book I've written, I really hope that it's people start making their own dressing. I know it took about 10 years of working in the food industry to convince my parents that it was a good idea to make your own dressings and it wasn't too difficult. And they finally started when this book came out, and, you know, they'll never go back. It really just makes your salad feel so fresh and just full of flavor. And you can really control you know, the amount of acid, if you need to add a little sweetness, if you have fresh herbs on hand. And it just, I don't know, there's really no going back once you start. And it's just a simple thing you can do that truly takes a couple of minutes that just makes a huge, huge difference.
And another difference maker, now we think of salads, you might think of the produce and the dressing. You're also using some canned and jarred ingredients, beans, some seafood types of things. Can you talk about that as a quick and easy way to add some variety to a salad?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that fresh ingredients are the biggest thing we think of when we think of salads, but having a well-stocked pantry is super important too, because first of all, having a stocked pantry means vinegars and oils, and then you're going to get a ton of variety in flavor in your dressings. And so you're not going to get sick of them if you have a couple different things on rotation. And then, yeah, I love keeping canned beans and tinned fish on hand, because that's a really quick way to turn a salad into something that you're just eating on the side to a really fulfilling main dish. And it comes together in minutes. Truly like putting a can of a delicious tinned fish on top of a salad, you have like a beautiful meal that's ready in just a couple minutes.
Well, now here's a question for all the way on the other side of the glass here. Our technical director, Trina, asks, how do you make uncooked kale taste good in a salad? Somebody told me to massage it with olive oil and sea salt. All right. Can you help Trina out? How do we make uncooked kale pop in a salad?
Massaging is a very important thing. I like to massage the entire dressing into the kale, actually. And I really prefer kale shredded than in big pieces. It can get kind of tough and difficult to eat when it's like big old chunks. But yeah, you have to give it a little rub. Also, you can just put the dressing on and let it sit for a little bit, which is usually not the case for salads. Usually you want to dress right before you're about to eat because you don't want those leaves to get soggy. But with kale, it's hardy enough to hold up a little bit to the dressing ingredients. So you kind of want it to actually soften a little bit.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Jess Demick. Her new cookbook is called Salad Freak, Recipes to Feed a Healthy Obsession. Find info about the book and some recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Back to your calls now. Pat is with us in Suamico. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Enjoying this program. And I am a salad freak. A lot of times I will take salad for my lunchtime. I get up earlier because I need to go in early, but it takes time to get my greens, chop up my stuff, and throw them in my little container. And I'll do, a lot of times I get the salad greens that are in the little plastic containers, grab a handful, I wash those out, and I've got a little colander, and I take a hand towel to dampen those out. First, I make sure that I get the water out as best as I can, and then I'll take the hand towel and kind of smash them down a little bit. And then I'll throw in anything from cauliflower to broccoli, depending what I have, carrots, radishes, chop them up, chop up celery, taking canned beets, chopping up canned beets, throwing those in there, getting those little grape tomatoes. I found some that they were colorful tomatoes, so I throw those in there. If we've got some spare ham, I'll take that, chop that up, throw that on there. I'll throw in some raisins on top of that. If I don't have the ham, I'll take some cheese, chop that up,
nice,
throw that in there. And I've got a complete meal there.
Fantastic. Pat, thanks. Pat is a salad freak, Jess, as well. I mean, she makes me think, like, so she's bringing those into work. Do you have an idea for a salad that, you know, travels well, whether it's in a lunchbox or wherever we're going?
I believe that any salad can travel well as long as you have your dressing on the side. And they make some really great to-go salad containers now that you can find. But also I find just throwing dressing in a mason jar on the side, they seal really tightly. They travel well. It's kind of the perfect amount of dressing. If you make a bigger batch, you can have it for a couple of days and I think it, the key is really just assemble it right when you're going to eat it. You can put all of the ingredients together in one thing except for the dressing because you don't want it to get soggy.
Thanks a lot, Pat. And just our last minute, one of the recipes you shared with us, Jess, is for a breakfast salad. This is the citrus breakfast salad with spicy chili granola. People can look it up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Breakfast salads, though. You're big on those.
I am. I love them so much. Why not get started first thing in the morning? I always feel so much better if I have some fresh fruit or vegetables in the morning. And I think, you know, this is kind of where I push the definition of a salad a little bit. But hey, fruit salads are a thing, you know? To me, there's nothing more delicious than a big plate of beautiful California citrus, a little yogurt, a little granola. Super satisfying, super fresh. And I think it's a really great way to start the day.
Jess, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was so fun.
That's Jess Damick, food stylist and cookbook author. She joined us today on Food Friday to talk about her new cookbook. It's called Salad Freak, Recipes to Feed a Healthy Obsession. You can find a link to info about the book plus 3 recipes over on our website at WPR.org/Food Friday. Now, I just mentioned that breakfast salad, citrus breakfast salad with spicy chili granola. We talked about the crunchy citrus with chicories and turmeric tahini dressing. Bonus, there's little gem, that's a kind of lettuce, little gem with creamy dressing, hazelnuts, and petals, like flower petals, edible ones. Find those all at WPR.org/Food Friday. And if you have a favorite salad, some advice you want to share with the world, the greatest salad you ever ate, let us know about it. You can do that at the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can always email us, ideas@WPR.org. Love to hear about your favorite salads.